Sir, that's very bad.
No, but just answer yes or no. Huh?
That's a very bad question, okay?
Are you a virgin or no?
Can I talk to my manager? Can you talk to my manager?
Hurry up, please. Yes, woman.
Shut the fuck up.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Okay. Happy holidays. Happy fucking holidays. It's bright in here. Turn that light down a little bit here. It might be a little better. Okay, I'm going to do some prank calls. Prepare yourself. The White Devil Machine. Ready? It's in the wrong setting. No, it's all alien setting. Try it again. There we go. It's devilish. I was gonna make sure you have that ready. Tuck, you there, man? Are you audible and oral? Tuck? Tuck is supposed to be here, but he's not. Bastard guy. Okay, let's do this thing. Call it Best Buy. They're located up in Seattle and shit.
Hey, stupid.
Calling Best Buy in Seattle. Home of the Geek Squad. For store hours, press 1.
Home of the fuck
for
squad.
Directions, press 2. To speak to a sales associate, press 3.
Listen, I need you to explain this goddamn fine print. What the fuck? Let me talk. Put me on hold.
Hey!
What an ass that guy, right?
No.
Putting Carlito on hold like that. This is Best Buy, everybody. Best Buy. Hope you're all having a blessed evening.
Yeah, it's Best Buy. It's the day after Christmas.
The pitch-in card from Best Buy makes group gifting easy.
It is the day after Christmas. That's why we're calling Best Buy.
What are you gonna get?
I'm gonna complain about the fine print.
Contribute any amount, anytime, online. Simply activate the card online and spread the word about it to your loved ones. It's the easy way to get the perfect gift and give the perfect gift every time. To learn more, visit BestBuy.com.
And we did this last year.
Wish them peace and love.
At the end, I'll wish him peace and love after I'm a total ass to him.
Yes. That's what I want to do today. I want to wish everyone peace and love.
I want to trade this in for some peace and love.
The pitch-in card from Best Buy makes everything easy.
Fucking ass. Shit isn't working. Let's see if I can call him back. I'm trying to do the automatic dial. Yeah, let's try it again. Let's go to the studio line. Maybe that's why. Should hear a ringing in the background. And nothing.
Did we do this last year? Yeah, I think we did.
I don't know if you were... Yeah, I think you were around for it. I was listening to the show the other day. Hollywood was the one calling in with me. He was talking like a little kid. You know, crying about something. And I called Walmart, said I demanded a 40% off of a Wii. It was a big argument. Things got out of hand, as usual. As per usual. Nunu sending in a number for a taxi company. The guy got in trouble that owned it because he was using his dead father's disabled permit to park illegally. The place is called Mabassador. 3-star taxis. Muzaffar Hassan of Peveril Road owner of three-star Ambassador Taxis, displayed the badge in his car after parking in a disabled bay, spaces, on Cattle... I'm not going to say the name of those streets and shit, but apparently he got in trouble. The magistrate's court was told that a city council civil enforcement officer saw Mr. Hassan sitting in the parked car, which had a private hire plate. A blue badge, which expired on February 15th, was on display on the dashboard. The officer examined the badge, was told by Mr. Hassan that it belonged to his father, who was in the market shopping. He claimed not to know it had expired. After initially maintaining that his father was in the market, Mr. Hassan eventually admitted that he was dead. That's horrible, man. Do that to your dad. Your old man's dead.
Using himself on the market?
Yeah, he took himself off the market. What the fuck isn't the dialing through shit working? God damn it. Let me try to fix something. Give me a second here.
Good evening, please. Have a second.
Yes, may I speak with Mr. Hassan?
He's not here in the moment.
Who's this I'm speaking with? Are you related to him? What's your relations?
Something you rent for Monday any time.
I don't understand what you're saying. Is there an American I can speak to there, an American speaker?
He's not here in the moment.
And what do you do again? You touch the papers?
Paper?
Yeah, do you touch the papers?
No.
Who over there was touching the papers?
Mr. San.
He touches the papers?
That's right, yeah.
How much does he touch it?
I don't know, mate.
No? Do you think he touches it a lot?
Yeah, I should be reading tomorrow. You ring me maybe Monday.
No, but listen, asshole. What I'm trying to get to the bottom is the fact that there was someone parked in my space, and I want to get resolution. And I need you to...
All right.
So where are the papers at? I'm coming down to get your papers.
You'll give me paper?
No. You're going to give me your paper.
My paper?
Yeah. Do you have access to the papers?
No.
How can I get access to the papers immediately? You're required to give me access to the papers. I'm an ambassador.
Yeah, probably he's not here in a moment. I'll give you his phone.
No, but listen, I'm calling from the embassy of the United States of America. You understand? It's a serious business. I need you. You and me are going to work together, and I need you to go to the... Do you have... Where's the office there?
Yeah.
Is there an office there with papers in it?
Office?
Yeah.
I don't know, seriously. I got no clue.
There's no office there where you are? Is there a drawer or anything like that? Anywhere where there's a folder?
No folder, nothing in there.
No papers at all?
No.
So how do you...
I have no clue, but best thing you ring to Hassan.
Listen, Hassan. Where's the permits at then?
Yeah.
No, you have permits, right? Don't you have permits?
Permits.
Uh-huh. Papers that say you're allowed to do business?
Yeah, he's go one, I don't know. I got no clue.
Well, where is it at? Let's find it.
He's home.
Huh?
He's home.
Well, give me his number, and I'll connect him with you and me at the same time. We'll call him together.
1 minute.
No, I'm not a woman. Listen.
Yeah, 1 minute. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, get in.
Oh, better can you send five people or nothing because that's the...
Yeah, no worry, I'll send anyway, yeah?
Can
we try to pass people? Yeah, hold on 1 minute.
Shut up.
Good evening, 3 seconds.
He calls you woman.
Where are you?
Hey, he says woman.
What's your name? Namibia, yeah? No problem, about 10 minutes, yeah? Hello there. I'm going to go to the showcase. Hello, sir.
Hey, why are you such an asshole to put me on hold for a long time?
Oh, yeah, but
were you stupid or something?
07.
Hang on, asshole. What is it? 07. Mm-hmm.
9-5.
Uh-huh. And what's the country code?
That's it.
No, I'm calling from America, from the United States. Yeah. So what's the country code?
Oh, code. I think you dial the same number. I think it's going. I'm not sure.
Because I'm calling you collect.
That is mobile number.
Is it okay if I call him collect? Because I'm calling you collect.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you're paying for this call right now.
Why is calling the number?
No, I called your number collect, and it's so you're paying for the.
Yeah, I know. But I think with Sam, you put a code on here. It's like a Sam code. That is.
No, but I'm calling you collect now. You're paying for this call. Like, it doesn't cost me money. You understand? Like they're charging your phone, and you're paying for the call right now.
Okay, then ring that number. Yeah.
No. But listen.
Yeah.
Listen, if I talk to him, so, you know, you talked to him already. He had misspent my call.
Yeah.
Is he all right? So it's okay if I call.
Yeah, I'm understanding. I don't know where is he. Best thing you ring the number.
I'm gonna call him.
Yeah, like, no
hey, listen. I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna call you back. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
And you pick up the phone. I'll be a jerk. Okay. All right. See, I don't know how to dial that number.
I think I do though. Let's see if I can. I think it's like 01144, and then the number he fucking gave me. Let's try it. Let's try it that way. I think. I don't know. I think that's kind of long. Someone tried to fucking figure out how to dial that. Holy shit. I have no idea. I have no idea where to start. There you go, Nuna. You tell me how to dial that number that he gave me. Or, well, Lonesome Loser's in the house, too. Lonesome Loser, translate this. While we do that, we're going to call the Hotel Napoleon. I forgot, what was it, Tuck? What was the name of the guy that we were having trouble with at the Hotel Napoleon?
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Listen, I need to talk to that one guy. You know what I'm talking about? That monkey guy?
You want to speak with which person, sir?
The monkey guy that answers the phone at night.
Reception, may I help you?
Hey, is this the monkey?
I beg your pardon?
Are you a monkey? Are you people monkeys over there? You're so stupid that you act like monkeys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. It's true, you guys are animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moron. Listen, I want a full refund. I want all my tickets back, and I want a refund right now. You do this on the phone and mm-hmm. put it in my credit card right now.
Oh, yes. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you go ahead. You go ahead and do it right now.
Go ahead?
No, you, sir. You give me the refund.
Okay. You want me to go ahead?
I want you to go on your computer right now and tell me when it's turned on.
Okay, sir. Hold on, please.
Hurry up. Hassan. It wasn't Hassan. It was a French guy.
I forget who the fuck it was. It was some French dude we were talking to that one time. Bruno, that's what it was. Bruno liked the movie. I told him that I saw a movie with a homosexual with the same name. Was it a coincidence? Speaking of which, you saw that Avatar movie? Wow, man. So you see that Avatar? Did they have that? Did they have a movie theater there where you live in the country? Do you have to drive over a mountain to get to it? Probably. Might as well just download it with your DSO. The buzz was it was in 3D, and I went and I was wasted, and I saw it in 3D. And there was a fight that almost broke out between a black guy, a big black dude, and a white guy. The guy looked like Tony Little. Not Tony Little. You know that big black dude? Well, you know, who's the big black dude that played Zeus in that movie with Hulk Hogan? I always forget his name. You know what I'm talking about. Just a big fucking dude.
Yeah.
Tiny Lister. Tiny Lister? Tony Lister?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the guy looked just like that. And he called his wife. They were fighting because the white guy was saving like 8 seats for fucking people. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call him back. He was saving 8 seats for these people.
I'm going to find you this YouTube.
Yeah? Find me YouTube.
Where Hulk Hogan is Santa Claus.
Was it a wrestling thing, or what was it?
The 90s, maybe.
Oh, boy. That sounds fun. All right, let's try calling that. Let's try calling Hassan at his house.
The cost of this call is 19 cents per minute.
19 cents per minute.
Expensive to fucking
Welcome
self.
To Orange Answer. I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available. Fucking Please leave your message.
He had me spend 19 cents a minute for that. For that. So then we'll call him back and complain in person. What was that number? Let me grab it here. That's for the three-star ambassador taxi. Give him a call and give him a stern lecture about... Although the guy was kind of boring. I'm not too excited about this, but we'll do it.
We start what we finish here.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Like that Kitty K guy, we start what we finish.
Link in the chat.
That phone's off the hook. So we will call the Paris place again. The Hotel Napoleon.
Hulk Hogan movie's in the chat.
Yeah, I see it. Is it good audio to play
Hulk
on the
Hogan
show?
Saves Christmas.
Hulk Hogan saves Christmas. Okay, I'm going to have to watch that then.
It could be, yes. It should be.
All right. Entertain me, everybody, while I try to entertain you with Hulk Hogan Christmas, live from Tuck, TuckerMike.com.
don't put me in.
Santa!
What?
You're Santa Claus. Santa!
No.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
I don't think so. I mean, are these good for you with all the fat?
Santa, don't you remember? You love cookies. Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks, everybody.
I hate Santa Claus and I hate Hulk Hogan. We're not going to play that. Sorry, Tuck. All right, let's call, we're going to call back that... But I'll check it later.
It's bad. It's horrible.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
It looks like it's chopped up. It looks chopped and screwed.
Yeah, it's chopped and screwed.
Hello. Hello. Hold on, the ball, and you're supposed to be at home, man.
I hear that shit. Okay, let's look at numbers that Lonesome Loser has sent in the past. I think he's still confirming some right now. I'm sure he'll send some soon. Looking for those places in Iran that we called before. Reefa store, no. Homa Hotel. That's all we had in Iran. Let's call the Homa Hotel then. We had some fun this year with calls international. We blew it up. We went above and beyond what other prank call stations do, I would say.
When it comes to prank calling Russia, North Korean embassy, and Singapore.
11 cents per minute.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Vietnam. Japan.
Who else is doing that, exactly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, you know, everybody copies me.
Welcome to Omaha Hotel Tehran.
Hey, guys.
Because you're an originator. You invented phone calling.
Yeah. I invented the phone.
Calling the operator.
We said,
please wait a moment.
Mr. Watson, I need you, and boom, everyone started copycatting.
Yep.
Yes, hello, this is Kitty K. I'm a homosexual man, and I'm going to be staying in your hotel with another man. Hello?
Do you want to stay here?
Yes, but I'm going to be sharing the room with another man. Two men, and we're going to be in the same bed together. And have relations together while we're inside the hotel.
No, it's forbidden.
Why? No, it's not forbidden. What if I want a room for two men?
No, you can have two rooms for two men.
Okay, so let's say I'm gonna pay for two rooms, but he's gonna sleep in my bed with me. Me to the National Guard, the Republican Guard.
You know, if they see that the situation and the relation, maybe they will say to the government.
And what will happen?
I don't see.
Are you threatening me?
No, I cannot suggest you to have a relationship in the rooms, but it's up to you. You can go to your room and have relations. It's up to you. For the receptionist, there is no problem.
Uh-huh.
But maybe now the other person see you and your colleague or your friend, and they make a problem for you.
Well, what if I'm naked with with a man, like in the lobby?
In the lobby, it's forbidden. Just in the room.
No, I'm going to take my pants off in the lobby, and I'm going to show my penis to people.
It's forbidden.
But what's going to happen? What are you doing?
You can speak with my colleague.
I'm going
to say to you.
I'm an American. Hold on. Okay. It is forbidden.
Hello, sir.
Listen.
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Yes, sir.
Who the fuck is this? Yes,
hello?
Yes, I command you to give me your name. Hello?
Yeah, it's your service. How can I help you, gentlemen?
Listen, I am a homosexual man.
Would you speak Persian?
I don't speak that shit. I'm an American. I speak English only. American.
Uh-huh.
And you're speaking American too, aren't you, stupid? You stupid Persian.
No, I'm just speaking English and a bit of English.
Okay, I'm trying to speak like an animal, like you do, so
where
you can.
Where are calling from? Where are calling from now?
From Chicago, Illinois, United States of America.
Uh huh.
And I'm coming.
Let me help you.
Listen.
Let me help you, gentlemen.
Uh huh.
I don't want to. Keep you on the line. We cannot, and we're not allowed to give you the room. And we can give you the room separate just for you, not for with the other person. It's not, we're not allowed. It's forbidden for your union.
Well, listen, but we're going to get separate rooms, but he's going to sleep in my bed with me.
No, it's not possible.
Well, what are you going to do?
The police will come and take you. The police will come and take you.
For what? I'm not doing anything bad. Why? What were they going to do
anyway,
to me? Why?
This is the information that I have to give you.
I'm American.
This is
and I'm going to do whatever I want. And you will do what I say because I'm American. And I'm superior to you. And we're a superior race.
What shall I do? What shall I do to you now?
Well, you're threatening me that you're going to call the police on me. And let me tell you something. Don't put your hands on me.
You need information, gentlemen. You need information. I informed you that we're not allowed to give you the room.
Okay, what if I just stay in the lobby then? Can I do that?
No.
Well, can I come to the lobby to talk to you?
Because there's a hidden camera and painted camera. They will see you and immediately the police will come and take you.
No, but I'm coming. Listen,
you know?
I'm going to come by myself to the lobby to get the room for me by myself.
No, it's not possible. Gentlemen,
yes, it is. Why are you refusing me service? This is illegal.
It's again forbidden. Imagine someone in the lobby is forbidden.
What if I come down and I kiss you in the lips?
Kiss me?
Yeah, on the lips I'm going to kiss you.
No, it's not possible. Because I can, let's say, it's not possible.
Okay. What about do you have a wife?
No.
No, you don't have, do you have a mother?
Do you have mother?
Yeah, but I want to kiss your mother.
But I want to kiss your sister.
I don't have a sister.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to kiss
shall your... Shall I disconnect your line? No. Shall I disconnect your line?
No, you will not, no. I command you to keep the line
but
open.
But I can.
No, I command you to keep... No, I command you not to.
No, I command you not to.
I hang up.
That's awesome. That's Iran for everybody, where it is forbidden. It is forbidden for me to come and stay in a room with another man. And it's forbidden for me to kiss the hotel clerk also. He wanted to kiss... It's forbidden to kiss his mother also. How many fathers? You're right, I should have asked that. Well, we'll call back later. That sounds fun. That was Iran, everybody. I want to keep asking about this.
Oh, it was
Iran. I'm gonna ask next if I can come with a woman who's not my wife. See if they'll say that's a problem.
Yes.
Don't kill me for that. Can you imagine what the Republican Guard would do to you if you were gay, got caught staying having sex with another man in a hotel room?
Oh, there are no homosexuals in our
Oh, yeah. Actually, isn't that what he said? Isn't that what Abdaminabadabajob said?
Yeah.
They asked him at a...
You're just not there.
He came to America, and they asked him, what about this, we hear about atrocities against homosexuals? And his answer was, we don't have that problem in Iran. With that ugly smirk of his. That fucking shit-eating grin. Whoa, no, we don't have gay. We do not have this problem. Yeah, they're so good. It'd be a good place if they didn't have that problem. No, I'm kidding. That's not true. That's what my mom would say, because she's Catholic. Okay, we're calling the other hotel in Iran. Let's see what's up with them. I'll take a look. See, get some numbers from Lotus and Loser also. Cafe Paradiso in England. The Little Yang Sing in England. And the Passage to India in England. Cool. English. I got some dashes in the number here, and it doesn't want to accept it. Try that again. There we go. All right.
Another hotel Iran.
11 cents per minute.
All right.
This is the Tehran Engelab Hotel.
Wish him peace and love.
Peace and love, peace and love. Hello.
Yes?
Is this the fucking hotel?
Just a moment.
Shut up. Alright, cool. Just a moment. I remember we called Iran once, and the whole music was the, ding-a-ding-ding-ding. I want to find that place. I left my ass on it, so just a minute. Ding-a-ding-ding-ding.
How's your son of a family?
Son of a bitch. Hello.
I do. Yes, it is.
Yes, hi. I am an American. How are you?
Thank you very much.
Good. I want to wish you first peace and love.
You want?
Peace and love.
I'm sorry. Peace and love?
Yes. Now, listen, I need to make a reservation, please.
Excuse me, tomorrow morning.
No, right now, damn it.
Now?
Yes, you stupid shit, right now.
Wait a moment.
That's right. Do what I say. I'm American, you do what I say.
For what time, what?
What's the earliest I can check in? Huh?
Check in what date?
Check in today.
Today?
Yes.
At what time?
As soon as possible.
Yes?
As soon as possible. I'm bringing someone with me. We're going to share a bed.
The time, please.
Huh?
Time.
1 hour.
After 1 hour?
Yeah, in 1 hour.
Okay. How many person?
One room for two men.
One double room.
No. One bed for two men. No, I'm coming with my... Yeah, one queen bed for two men in the bed together.
One queen. Okay.
No. Listen, jerk. I'm gonna be in the bed with a man at the same time.
Tonight is one double bed. Okay.
No, I just want a single bed for two men together.
For two men, one room, one two room.
No, one room for two men in the same bed.
One room, two bed.
Yeah, no.
One room, two bed.
One room, one bed, two men.
One room,
one
two bed.
No, one bed.
Two bed,
no,
two room.
No, one, yes. One room, one bed, two men.
One room?
Yeah.
Bed, two men.
They just don't understand it.
One room?
Mm-hmm. One bed.
One bed?
Yeah.
One bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And two men.
And two men?
Yeah.
Okay. Two men.
And no pants?
Pants?
No clothing, no pants.
One... 120 dollars, nearly.
What?
$120.
No, I'll give you $80.
$80? I'm sorry, no, $80.
No, I know how it works. You Persians, you people give the, you go high first and I go low, right? So $80.
For each person, if you two pair each bed for one, $84.
No. I'm gonna sleep in the bed with a man, and we're gonna have relations, sexual relations, sex together.
No, I'm sure I don't know.
Do you have sex with men? Do you know what that is? Gay?
I'm sure I don't know. No any person is for asking.
No, is there another English speaker there?
No, I'm sorry.
Put him on now.
You can come in where I speak about this.
How many fathers do you have?
How many?
Fathers.
Fathers?
Fathers, you. How many fathers? How many Abba? Oh, they're reporting me.
Just a moment.
How many Abba? We're starting an international incident here. America's calling about gay.
I'm gonna try again after an hour.
How many Abba do you have?
Excuse me, this is very busy.
No, do you have mother?
No.
Do you have a mother?
No.
Huh?
No, sorry.
You don't have a mother? No. Don't hang
on. No, I'm sorry.
Yes, you do, mother. You have mother?
No, please, no, any earlier. I'm sorry, bye.
You don't have mother?
Bye-bye, fine.
Where's your mother? Yeah, asshole. Right. Abba Father. It is forbidden. Who's wishing peace and love? What are you talking about?
I'm just babbling.
Okay, good. Psycho babble.
Continue
playing your African American rock music. Alright, I'm looking for Iran further.
Yeah.
I really want to get to the bottom of why they're so anti gay. I don't think it's right. I think we should be friendly with the gays. There's stories about how there's this gay man in Iran. I saw a documentary about gays in Iran, and they took this one gay guy, and they took like a light bulb and shoved it up his ass. I was like, that's horrible. And he was crying. He was like, like that.
There are no gays in Iran.
They are no gay. You're right. They don't have that problem there, according to Akhamanijab. There are no
false documentary.
All right, it's fake. It's made up by the United States. I'm calling the Reefa store in Iran also. I don't know why I'm calling it. I think we're calling Iran because it's close to the birthplace of Jesus. That's why we're doing it. Where was Jesus born? Bethlehem?
The cost of this call is 11 cents per minute.
You should call that. You should call Bethlehem. Yes, hi, is this the Reefa store?
Hello?
Yes, hello, is this the Reefa store? I've tried to call this place before, and that's all they do is hang up. Assholes. They're very anti-American, they're racists. Why? Why would they? Why would they be anti? I'm gonna kick here. We'll call another one. No.
How about John Lee Hooker?
No.
Give me an A. So we have to do this little blues.
Give me an A. Hey. A. Can't dial Iran. It's not letting me dial the Homa Hotel. The Homa Hotel won't lie. I won't fucking dial. Fucking Christ. Looking for another one.
Hotel, is that what it says?
Homa, Homa. As you call it, yeah, hey. Isn't that the one I called before? Let's see. Let me go to my placed calls. I love Google Voice. Makes it nice and easy. Alright. Should be this one. It costs me 77 cents a minute, I suppose. Alright, let's do it.
On with our own kind of way. We have to do it our own way, the experience way, right?
The
and
cost of this call
like this
is 11 cents per minute.
Welcome to Homa Hotel Tehran.
Hey, this is the Homa Hotel.
Peace and
love.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Peace and love. Peace and love. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. What was that?
Sir, gentlemen. Yes, sir?
This is the Homa Hotel, right?
Yes, it is.
So Homa stands for homosexual? That's why I was calling.
No, gentlemen, listen. Not homosexual.
This is the homosexual hotel. In
no,
Iran.
No.
This is, yeah, this
is the Homa Hotel, not the Homa Hotel, sexual.
This is
what
not.
What do you mean sexual?
No, I was looking for I went on the computer and I looked for homosexual hotel in Iran, and this came up, Homa Hotel.
No, no, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know we're confused, but you're not going to report me to the Republican Guard, are you?
I give you information that they're not allowed to give you the room.
Okay.
I give you information.
But just myself, by myself. I want to go to my room by myself. That's it.
It's possible.
Okay, we do it then.
It's possible.
Okay. And then will you come to my room?
Mm-hmm. No.
No? You're not interested?
No.
How tall are you?
I'm afraid of you. No.
You're afraid of me? It's okay. Don't
be
scared. I'm not going to hurt you. I'll do it soft.
Anyway.
No, I'll do it soft to, like
you
when
can,
I do it to you.
You can get the room. You can get the room alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And nobody can enter to your room.
Okay, so just me, by myself, and you in the room.
It's possible.
In
no,
one.
Not just for yourself. Just yourself, not with me.
Well, how can I? Where's your room?
Because I have boyfriend.
No, you're not married, though, you said.
Yeah, I married with a boy.
To a boy? They do that in Iran? I didn't know they did that in Iran. Really? Okay.
No, I'm just... Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't have enough time.
How many?
I don't have time.
Let me ask you this: how many fathers do you have?
How many fathers I have?
Yeah.
I don't have any father.
You don't have a father?
And I don't know my father. I don't know my father. Who
because
my
you're,
father?
You're,
I don't know.
Your mother is a prostitute, right?
No, your mother's a prostitute.
No, why don't you know who your father is? Maybe your mother is a prostitute. Maybe that's why I like to kiss her.
Anyway, let me cut your line, huh?
No, I do not. You don't do it, or there's going to be trouble for you.
I can, but I can't.
But
know,
I listen.
Can.
I have you recorded saying that you have a boyfriend, so I'm going to call the Republican Guard now and play that for them. What was your name?
No.
What's your name?
My name is Hassan Taginagi.
Hassan Taginagi. All right, so I'm going to call, I'm going to tell the Republican Guard that at the homosexual hotel that there's a man that has a boyfriend, and that's you. And they're going to come, they're going to take you, they're going to arrest you. Because it's my duty to...
Don't repeat. It's not the homosexual. This is the homo hotel.
The homosexual hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not homosexual. Homo hotel.
Well, why are you answering the phone then? If it's not the homosexual hotel, why are you answering the phone? I don't understand.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. This is the homosexual hotel. You're
okay.
Right.
So then I'm going to it's my duty to report this to the government. That's what they tell me, that
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to report homosexuals to them immediately. So I'm going to do this.
Let me just kind of your line.
No. I will not let you, no.
No, I do.
No. Did you put me down for one bedroom, one bed, one room, two men yet?
You can come to home hotel.
Okay.
You can come.
Okay, I'm going to come.
Come.
I'm going to come.
Okay, and I'll come to your room.
Okay, you're going to kiss me?
You come, okay? You come, I'll come to your room,
mm-hmm.
and show I will kiss or you will kiss, okay?
Who's going to kiss first, you or me?
Of course you will kiss.
I will kiss you, and then you will kiss me back, or you just want to see what it's like?
The homosexual hotel, everybody. I didn't realize that there. I could have used that the first time I called them. The homo hotel.
Hello?
Hey, is this little shits? Why did I do that? That was stupid. Let's call it Cafe Paradiso instead.
Hey, I don't know what you do that for. You're supposed to say hello,
hi.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
I love you.
Peace and
then
love.
Then go high shit.
I want some codfish fritters, man.
The cost codfish of this call fritters? Is 2 cents per minute.
Oh, you should have them. Tuck, you've never had them. Codfish fritters up the ass.
What do you do with them?
Eat them.
Good evening, Mike.
Yeah, hi, woman. Is this the place that has the codfish fritters?
Sorry?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How many spaces do you...
Yeah,
I need you to put me down for 3 spaces, please.
For 3 spaces tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name?
It's going to be under Valente.
Sorry?
Valente.
So you're coming for dinner tonight?
I didn't say dinner. I said I need some spaces. You understand?
Spaces?
Yeah, is there a man I can talk to?
Yeah, one moment.
Thank you. I appreciate it because you're a woman. You're messing it up.
Hello?
What's the holdup?
Hello, how can I help?
No, what's the holdup, I asked first.
What's the Sorry, I don't understand what you mean. I just wanted to find out how I can help.
No, because that woman is over there talking to you in the back, and I want to know what she said.
Sorry, I don't understand what you mean.
Why is there a woman answering the phone?
Because she works there.
Okay, but she shouldn't be answering the phone because she's a woman, right?
Sorry? Sir, I don't understand. How can we help?
Well, I want to make an order, but I think that woman messed it up.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, she passed me into the phone because her English isn't her first language, so she asked me to speak to you.
Okay, she's stupid. That's why.
No, she's not stupid at all.
Well, go ask her if she's stupid. I think you'll see that she is.
So I'm going to put the phone down now. Thanks.
No, don't. Yeah, it'd be funny he did it, though. Hey, are you stupid?
Well, he just...
Yeah.
It's not confrontational at all.
No.
He's just, I don't want anything to do with this, sir.
I'm going to put the phone down. All right, fine. Asshole.
We'll call passes to India. This one's in England. I didn't know passes to India is like such... There's like 5 in Orlando. They have the same thing.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
I'm talking about the passes being blocked. I'm going to describe my bowels to them.
Hello, good evening, Passes to India.
Hi, is this Passes to India?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, I'm calling from your branch in Miami, Florida. How you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling. I went to the passage to India in Miami, Florida.
Sorry, I'm not here properly. Can you say loudly, please?
No, listen, stupid. I went to the passage to India in Miami, Florida.
What?
I went to passage to India.
Yeah?
Uh-huh, and now I've got like a blockage. My colon, I got a colon blockage now.
What the... Hello?
Yeah, hi. Do you have a colon? Do you know what a colon is?
No, no.
What if the passage gets blocked? What do I do? Stupid shit.
Call him back, call him a bonshoot, and that's it. Never done with him.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hey, you hang up on me? Gandu.
Hello?
Gandu.
Hello?
Gandu.
Hello?
Gandu Banchud.
Hello?
Banchud.
Hello?
Banchud.
Banchud. Tell him Mark Banchud.
Banchud, you are Banchud.
Hello?
Yeah, Banchud. Uh-huh, Banchud Gandu. Uh-huh, that's you, you stupid monkey. You dirty monkey shit. Uh-huh, so what?
So what?
Yeah, so what, because you're a piece of shit. You gone. How many sisters do you have?
Why do you know you
are? I want to have sex with all your sisters in front of you.
Yeah, I'll do yours really bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about your mom, your mother? You fucking shit.
Tired of that guy. You heard him at the end, he started making a funny noise. Oh, shit. Could have kept him on, that might have been entertaining. He might have fucking redeemed himself. What an ass.
Starfleet 2, scout ship. Will you please give me...
Please shove it up your ass, Jimi Hendrix. Why don't you do that? Renaissance Manchester Hotel. The Ramada Renaissance in Manchester. Imagine that. Give them a call. Remember, call the hotel in Iran again. Peace and love. Peace and love.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Play Beatles music for the rest of the day. For the day. Just because of that.
Thanks for calling the nation.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Hello?
Peace and love.
Who is this, please?
This is Valente from the United States of America. I'm calling to tell you peace and love. Peace and love. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, hi.
This is Renaissance Manchester City Center Hotel, sir?
Yeah, I know. I know it's a goddamn pizza runner. Listen, I need to make I need one space.
Are you trying to make a booking with us, sir?
One space, yeah. For one bed, one room, two men.
For tonight, sir.
As soon as possible.
Sir, tonight we'd like to connect you to our reservation department.
Now, what do you do there, then, you little monkey? Huh? Huh? Monkey. Monkey. Monkey, monkey. Yeah! Monkey! Little baby monkey!
I love you, monkey.
I love you, monkey. Monkey! Fucking monkey.
And that great comeback that they do when they just sit there and listen to the phone. It's a UK classic.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Renaissance Manchester Hotel. My name is Song Harman. Are you?
Yes, listen, monkey. I need you to transfer me like you said you were going to, not just stand there with your fingers in your ass and not do anything. Hello? Hello? Asshole.
Well, call him back and explain it to him again.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Thank you for calling Nations Manchester City Central Hotel. My name is Song. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need reservations, please.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Thanks for calling the Nations Manchester City Central Hotel. My name is Song. How may I help you?
Transfer the phone, damn it. Hello? Hello? Please? Asshole.
He just does. The minute I talk to him, he just sits there. A jerk, that guy. Alright, so instead we'll call back Iran.
The cost of this call is 11 cents per minute.
Welcome to Omaha Hotel Tehran.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Reception.
Yes, hello. Is this Monkey? Yes, hi. I need to make a reservation, please. I was speaking to another gentleman there, and they refused to take my order.
Okay. May I have your name?
This is Valente.
Would you please spell it?
V-A-L-E-N-T-E.
Okay. And when will you come here?
In 1 hour.
Okay.
Then I need for two men, one room, and one bed.
Okay, that's right.
Is that okay if I split with one man?
Yes, it's okay.
Listen, who is this? Where's the other guy?
It's the reservation department.
Yeah, but let me speak to the other guy there, the jerk.
He has gone.
Hmm?
No, the ship had over and he has gone to his room.
The shithead has gone to his room?
Yes.
Can you connect me, please?
No, because he has gone to sleep.
What time is it over there?
But hold on.
Good, good, good. Come on, get back now. Get back. What do you want? What do you want? Yeah, pretty good. I'm on the air right now.
Huh?
I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, what time did you
go on? Maybe if you didn't sleep until midnight or until noon, you'd know.
Jesus Christ.
I messaged you when I went on.
Sent you a message when I went on. I can't call you. I have to go on the computer. Yeah, like if I'm gonna call you, then I can't call other people. You understand?
Man, you called me before. Hey. Come on, man. So, Merry Christmas Day after.
Uh huh. Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds like an interesting conversation. Are you getting on the? You gotta get on the air. Tuck and I are trading stories.
You hungover or are you still drunk?
You guys trade stories, man.
Yeah. Are you taking a shit? It sounds like you're making a shit.
Peace and love,
man. Peace and love. Yeah. All right, Bullfrog. I'll call you. I'm gonna call you back on the studio line. All right. Yeah. Sounds like a bullfrog, doesn't it? In a cell phone. He's like,
wow.
Pivot, pivot.
He sounds like he's just hung over his drunk wine.
Pivot, pivot. Man, I'm not. Let me not play the phone. Cocody's on the highway. Holy shit.
Hope Cocody. Highway! He's gonna get to a car accident, that'd be funny.
He's on the highway of love, I hope.
Hello.
Hey, big guy.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, Cocody's on the highway.
On the highway?
Yeah, that's what he just sent me a message, on the highway. So what'd you get for Christmas, man? What'd you do? Get yourself a chicken dinner?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Interesting.
Mr. Santa Claus came over and cooked me dinner.
Yeah, Santa Claus come over and rape you?
Mrs. Santa Claus.
Mrs. Santa Claus. Listen, we called, that's good, you got an escort, that's awesome. Listen, I called Iran, and we were discussing about, you know, gay men being able to stay in a hotel room like we did before. It was pretty funny. You missed it, monkey.
Yeah, I guess so. Thanks for the warning.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, I sent you ample, I sent you the same warning everyone else got, buddy.
Well, I'm not everyone else, am I?
Yeah, you pretty much are. Look, I'm kidding. I'm going to call a restaurant in England. You stay on the line, okay?
All
right. All right, monkey. Don't go anywhere. Monkey.
Hey, I didn't get any special way.
Milkman on the line with me here. Hi, is this the Pithrash?
Yes, mate.
Yeah, is that right? How special. Listen,
yeah.
I want to make an order for pickup.
Special. What would you like?
Huh?
What would you like?
Do you have, let's see here. Do you got tandoori chicken?
Yeah, we got tandoori chicken.
Alright, put me down for that.
You want tandoori chicken main meal, yeah?
No, I don't.
What do you want?
Tandoori chicken.
Tandoori chicken main,
No, spaces.
Right?
Spaces.
Sorry?
Spaces.
Sorry?
Spaces!
Oh, chicken tikka.
No, spaces. Tandoori chicken spaces.
Yeah, man, you might as well come in and order. I don't think.
No, don't be a jerk off. Now listen, do you have banchot?
Nah, you know what? Forget it.
Do you?
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2.
Forget
so please
it.
Enter
man,
the phone number you would like to dial.
Hey, Milkman, ask him for banchot, okay?
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
I'm trying to clear your throat out or something. Like a bullfrog.
Good
evening, Pithrash.
I'd like to place an order.
Hello?
Can I place an order?
Yes, sir. What would you like, sir?
Speak up, I can't hear you. I'd like to order a banchot.
Sorry?
Yes, I can't hear you. Speak up.
Yeah, I can't hear you, sir.
Banchot. I want to order a banchot.
Yeah, lamb chops, go on.
Yeah, lamb chop curry with banchot.
What?
Lamb chop curry with banchot.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. For international numbers, please enter 011 plus... The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute. Returning to
menu.
You have no new message.
I'm going to call Go Chicken.
Call, press 2. Please enter the phone number you would like.
Go Chicken.
Go Chicken, go! Go Chicken, go!
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hello, Rajas.
Yes, hi, buddy. Is this Go Chicken?
Yeah, goat chicken.
That's good. My partner and I are on the phone. We'd like to make an order for chicken, please.
Nah, we don't do a delivery, pal.
No, we're going to pick it up, damn it.
Where are you?
Excuse me, I'm in town. I'm going to come in my rental car machine. I'm from the United States.
Okay, what do you want?
I want one order of fried chicken. How many pieces do you have?
How many pieces do you want?
Five pieces. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, and then I also need an order of banchan.
Sorry?
I need an order of banchan.
Okay, one sec, give me a bit. Is it all right? Take my tagi, Anna, please. Hey, Adulu.
Hello?
Yes, please. Oh, sorry, what do you want?
Oh, well, why are people talking like that?
Sorry?
Why are people talking like that there? Is there
did you say, sorry, I didn't get you, what do you want?
I need an order, five-piece chicken.
Okay.
And one banchan.
Banchan?
Yes.
What's that called?
It's a sister fucker. Do you, banchan? Sir? I understand that you're a banchan. Hello?
Like that with the lamb chop?
Hello, sir?
Returning to main menu. You have no new message. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed. The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
I know they have fried chicken in the UK.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Why did you hang up on me, sir?
Yeah, why? Listen, my friend. If you want anything, come here and get it, okay? We don't do delivery. We don't take any pickup order, okay? Then bye.
No, what about banchan?
Returning to
take
you have no new messages.
We're called Dixie Fried.
Call, press 2. For Goo41, please enter the phone number you would like to dial. The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Dixie Fried Chicken in the UK. They're so stupid they spelled Dixie wrong, though. They're trying to be Southern.
Carlito's fat cock just asked me if I'm happy.
Hello, is this Dixie Fried Chicken?
Yep.
Is this the real Southern-style fried chicken?
It's Dixie Fried Chicken.
Yeah, from the South of the United States, that's where I'm from.
I don't know where it's from.
But what kind of style is it? Can you ask the owner if it's...
Yeah, Southern fried, yeah.
Huh?
Southern fried.
What kind of... What is your recipe? What do you put in the spices? What is it, the herbs? What do you use?
It's top secret.
It's top secret?
Yeah.
Do you use banchan?
Sorry?
Do you use banchan?
What?
Do you use banchan?
What's up?
Banchan.
What's up?
Well, I'm asking, do you use that in the recipe? Is that banchan or gandu?
Your mom, yeah.
No, your mom, here with me.
Returning to main menu. You have right, no new messages. To place a call, please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key.
All right, milkman, you
for
order
international
now.
International number, the cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
All right, milkman, take it away. Carlito's fat cock, what, ask what now?
It's a... Hello. Hello.
Yes. Happy. I am happy.
Yes, I'd like to place an order.
What are you?
Yes.
Hello.
I'd like to place an order. Do you have lamb chop?
Milkman. Come on,
you have
man.
No new messages. To place a call, press really? 2. For Goog 411, press 3.
Come on,
or
man.
To change your settings, press 4.
We're going to call the Pizza and Kebab House.
Please enter the phone number. The cost
maybe
of this call is
Ali Bali
2 cents per minute.
Ali Bali.
Ali Bali, please. He hasn't seen any of my numbers.
I don't... Ali Bali.
Having a little hissy fit.
Ali Bali. Hey. Oh, the Al Bilal. Yeah, the cockroaches place. Yeah, we know the Al Bilal. Okay, we can do that. Sure. Milkman, I got to redial the Google line because we hit a busy signal. All right? Don't go anywhere, man.
All right.
Bastard. Hang on, everybody. Yes, hi. Al Bilal.
Hello.
Al Bilal.
Hi.
Good, hi. Yes. Yes, hello. Let's make an order, please.
Yes, say.
Okay, put me down. Do you have any beef curry?
Yes,
No, only lamb or chicken.
No, well, I'll take the beef curry, though. I heard good things about the beef curry here.
No, only lamb and chicken, you serve.
No, but we can make beef. Come on. Let's put me down for some beef curry, please.
No, nobody does beef in this on this road. It's a curry mile.
It doesn't matter.
Lamb or chicken.
But I'll bring a steak. I'll bring the beef.
All right, then.
What about the Papadoms? Hello?
Have a word.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is there any beef curry there?
Hi there, my friend. How are we going to help you?
I was talking about the beef curry. That guy said he was going to offer me beef curry.
Beef is very hard to find. Only we do lamb.
Okay, now what about... I was talking about, like, Papadoms.
Sorry?
Papadoms, one completion of Papadoms.
Papadom, yeah?
Yeah, and the pillow.
How many of you?
Pillow, right? It's for two of us.
How many of you?
Myself and the milkman are on the phone.
Sorry?
Milkman and I are going to order here. We want some pillow rice. And Papadoms?
What you do, my friend? If you're coming down, we can sell it out for your lamb.
No. Listen, I got to order it now. I don't have a lot of time. I have a Christmas party to go to, damn it. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I need one order of the banchot.
Lamb chop?
No, banchot.
Sorry, but I think it's the first. It's a difficulty to hear you because...
No, listen. I want to make an order for banchot.
Say again?
Banchot.
Banchot?
Yeah.
What is this?
It's a food that my friend told me to get. He's on the phone now. His name is, Sanjay told me to order a banchot from you. That you had good banchot.
I think you got it wrong, my friend. You have to first find out the exact name.
No, but he said that there was a guy there that you are banchot there, he said.
Lamb chop.
No, banchot with a B. Banchot.
No, they don't do, my friend. Sorry.
What about banchot? Okay.
No.
What about gandu? Gandu? Damn it.
Returning to main menu.
Look, when you're ready.
You have no new messages. To place a call, please enter the phone number you would like to dial. The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Good evening, this is our restaurant. Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes, I'd like to make an order for the banchot. That's the guy from the call we did before.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key.
Funky student, Domino's Restaurant. My name's Groom. How can I help?
Domino's Pizza in Lancashire, England, correct?
Right.
Yeah, this is the Domino's Pizza in Lancashire, right?
No, it's in Ashton.
Oh, in Ashton. Okay, good. I want to make an order, please.
Right, I could take you. Is it for delivery?
What?
Is it for delivery?
No, I'm going to pick it up, damn it. If you think I'm going to let a sexual pervert come to my house and touch my underwear, you have something else going on, sir. I'm coming to pick it up.
Take your name.
This is Valente from from the United States.
So what was?
What?
What was it, sorry?
No, this is Valente. I'm calling from the United States.
So you're not going to pick it up, then, are you? You're in America.
No, I'm going to pick it up. I'm from the United States, but I'm going to come pick it up.
So where'd you live?
Well, I like a large pie with liver and onions. I fucked that up.
Returning to main menu. You have no new
message. That was stupid.
To place a call, press 2. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial.
Guess where I'm going tomorrow. Milkman.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Even better, going to Universal Studios.
Ooh.
Fucking Disney.
Do you don't have to my ice cream account?
Listen, I'm sorry, we got off to the wrong foot. Can I get make an order for a large pepperoni pizza?
Is it for delivery?
I'm going to pick it up.
What kind of a name?
Valente.
Valente?
Mm-hmm.
Can you spell that for us, please?
Valente.
And then what can I get you?
One large pepperoni pizza with no sauce.
Large pepperoni passion.
No, large pepperoni pizza with no sauce.
With no sauce.
No sauce.
No base sauce.
No, no sauce. No, and I want the. There should be a discount because I'm an American.
No, there isn't.
Well, no, because I'm from America and Domino's Pizza's from America, so you're supposed to give me a discount, 10%.
No, we don't. No.
You do that shit right now, son of a bitch.
No.
Yes, I command you.
Hello?
Listen, I'm giving the orders here. You understand, boy?
Kind of. Can I just check? You place in the carrier, yeah?
Well, yeah, I'm going to come pick it up. I'm going to get a discount, though. I want a discount for being American.
Sorry, I can't do that.
Well, listen, damn it.
The only thing I'll be able to do for you will be the carryout special at $9.99.
All right, put me down for that. I'm going to be coming. I'm from calling from the United States. I'm calling from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So put me down for two of them, then. Now listen.
Okay.
Now how much is that in American dollars?
I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest.
It's £9.99.
Yeah. That's so, just for one of them.
So that's like 50 cents United States, right?
You know, honestly, bud, I wouldn't have a clue.
How about euro? I'll give you. Listen, damn it, I'll give you euro. How's that sound?
No, we can only take pound sterling.
Well, no, this is Europe, though, and you can take euro.
No, unfortunately, we can't.
Am I calling Europe or not?
You're calling the UK.
No, so this is Europe, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, so then I'm going to pay with euro, and I don't want any shit. no, listen, I don't want any shit. Listen, mister, I don't want any shit is what I'm saying. I'm going to pay you in euro, you're going to take the euro, and you're not going to give me any shit.
No.
There you are.
Right. I'll be straight with you. Right. I can place the order for you. If you want to come and collect it, it'll be paid in pounds sterling.
No.
I can either put it through to you and it can be serious, or I can put the phone down on you right now.
Don't you dare put the phone down. I command you not to hang up.
Have a good night.
I command you. Night. I command you not. Damn it. Well, he
returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Sounds like some assholes making eggs over here in my house.
In your house or around your house?
In my house. I think about going in the car for a ride just to get away.
Listen,
I gave orders there for that woman not to hang up the phone. What's going on?
Right, the guy you spoke to.
No. I was not the guy. I was talking to a woman afterwards.
Well, you haven't done because that was my assistant store manager.
Oh, the female then.
The guy.
No, it was a woman.
Right, all right, if you say so. Anyway, right, you need to stop phoning up because you're wasting everyone's time, right, and you're really knocking me off now.
No, but I wanna put the order in, and I don't want any shit from you, and I'm not going to be paying in these pounds, so I'll deal with banana money.
Right, well, hey, we don't take anything apart from pound sterling. We're an Ashton Underlining, Manchester and England. Do you know what the currency is in Manchester and England? It's pound sterling, right? If you actually swear at me, I'm just going to hang up on you anyway.
I'm not swearing.
Anyway.
Brother, listen. I'm not swearing.
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial. The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Are you not looking at any of his numbers?
Thank you for choosing Domino's in Ashton, my name's Dan, how can I help?
Listen, I'll pay you in traveler's checks. Now, this says here American Express.
We don't take American Express.
It's considered cash. It's considered cash by by the United Nations. It says right here in the papers that I got with it, you son of a bitch. You're supposed to accept this.
I don't think so, mate.
I'm going to report you to the United Kingdom.
That's fine. You can report me to the United Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty certain the United Kingdom won't really give a toss.
Well, I think they're gonna go and they're gonna take all your licenses.
Returning to the main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. For Goog 411.
Won't give a toss.
3. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key.
They won't give a toss.
For international numbers, please enter 011. Right,
we're gonna call Iran back, okay?
Again.
I'm going to call Iran back. The Homa Hotel. It's called the Homa Hotel. And they kept saying, this is the homosexual hotel.
Iran's going to put the phone number on.
The homosexual hotel, huh? No.
Yeah?
Yeah, at the end he's like, yeah, fine. Yeah, it's a home. The Homa Hotel. Okay, fine. The Homo.
So listen, are you totally ignoring the new numbers for a reason?
Well, because that window's behind the main one, and I don't. Sometimes I don't catch it. Nunu needs to take it easy. Is he angry? Yeah, Nunu.
Please enter the phone number you would like to dial.
The cost of this call is 11 cents per minute.
Well, he sent me beef curry in Al Bilal. I did it. That's the last one he sent. Son of a bitch.
I think you hate Nunu.
It is. Okay, he sent me one for Equality Networks. Look, man, you there still?
Yeah.
Okay, be careful. We're calling Iran. Be on guard.
Calling the operator. Okay. Please wait a moment.
It is machine.
It is forbidden. Forbidden dance. Lambada. Ask about the Lambada. Yeah, hi. I was calling about making a reservation.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to dance the Lambada, the forbidden dance, in the lobby. And I'm calling with my partner. He's on the line now. We're calling the home. This is the homosexual hotel, right?
Okay.
Hmm? Hello?
Okay.
Is this shit for brains?
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
Don't say that. Why do you say that to me?
Such behavior. Okay.
What do you say, shut the fuck up?
Shut the fuck up.
Where did your monkeys learn to talk like that? You heard them. Shut the fuck up. Oh, shit.
It is forbidden.
Now shut the fuck up. Milkman, I hung up on the Google line on accident. You know what? Milkman, I'm going to put you on hold. I got to pee. I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to put you on hold. When I come back, I'll rip all the Google. All right, nobody go anywhere. Give me like 3 minutes. I got to make a wee-wee. Thank you. All right. We got a lot of numbers here still. Gigi's Pizza and Spaghetti House. Eastside Mario's. I'm trying to see where we left off. We got a lot of numbers here.
Zozo Pizza, and I'm with it, Iran.
Yeah, okay, China City's next in Lancashire. Give me a second here. We'll get that on the ball. Okay.
Hello, good evening, China City. Can I help you?
Nihama, how are you, China City?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for asking, yes?
No, that's
hello,
okay.
Yes?
No, you didn't have to thank me, it's okay.
All
right. Like, I didn't ask you to thank me. You didn't have to go that far, I don't think.
Returning to main menu. You have no new message.
Asshole.
To place a call, press 2. Please enter.
Oh, I missed out. Well, let's call a random number then.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Random call in the UK. Dog. Some kind of feminist? That's what I'm understanding here, Milkman. Milkman, you there? Oh, shit. Calling a feminist in the UK, Milkman.
Hello there, you've reached the program, and I am around. Please enter your security code. Security code. Please enter. Security code error. Thank you for calling.
Aww. Okay, so we'll call her cell phone then. Too late, it's ringing. Might as well use the minute.
The dad's on the phone with me. The dad?
Beautiful.
Hello there, you've reached the Freedom Program and I'm around. So if you want to leave
me, me. Stop it.
Hey there, Milkman.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Alright, let me call this, see what else we got here. Pizza Hut, we got a Pizza Hut in Qatar. Awesome. Qatar. All right, cool. That's nice and Muslim.
They have pork-free pepperoni?
I'm going to call four pepperoni. Yeah, I guess, yeah, how would they do that? Yeah, good point. 27 cents. All right, Milkman, we're calling Qatar.
All right. Hey, you want bacon and sausage also on it?
That's right. Hello? Is this Pizza Hut?
Yeah, Pizza Hut, sure.
Listen, I want to make an order for pepperoni pizza with bacon.
You want to place an order, but I'm sorry, sir, we're closed already.
No, but can I get some bacon, please? I'm hungry.
I'm sorry, sir, but we're closed already.
Are you married?
Huh?
Are
not
you?
Yet.
Do you have husband?
No.
Okay. Do you want to get married to me?
I don't have.
Okay. So what? How about? I want to marry you.
God will, sir.
What? God will. No. You and me. Do you have a vagina?
Yeah.
What about a vagina? Do you have one of those?
I'm sorry, sir. We're closed already. Okay.
No, what about your vagina? Is your vagina open?
Sir, that's very bad.
No, but just answer yes or no. Huh?
That's a very bad question.
You are are you a virgin?
It's
or
below the belt, okay?
Are you a virgin or no?
Can I pass to my manager? Can you talk to my manager?
Hurry up, please. Yes, woman.
Mommy, returning to main menu. You have no need. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the cost of this call is 27 cents per minute. You have 4 minutes of talk time to this number.
No. No vagina there, milkman. No vagina there. Okay, I think I'm gonna call it a night.
Mommy.
I think I'm gonna call it a night. You know, milkman, I talked about, you know, doing the whole calling Walmart and shit the day after Christmas, but yeah, we ended up just calling Best Buy and getting put on hold and made an international show. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. It was the Peace and Love show, per Tuck. Tuck, I like that idea. Peace and love. All right, milkman, hey, so I'm sorry I didn't call you, make a special exception to call the great milkman before I did the show.
Well, that would have helped, wouldn't it?
No. Yeah, I guess so. Milkman, I'll call you in a little bit, okay? I'm going to step out for a little while. I got to get out of here.
I definitely want to thank you and everybody for tuning in again to this crazy thing we call the Madhouse. You know why? Because we love you.
Yay.
Put on your Madhouse Mickey Mouse ears because we love you. We do it every week. We drop the dime. We just ask that you take the time and stop in. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Merry Christmas, Armando and family. Thank you for letting me join the show. Appreciate it. We love you.
Hey, man. Thank you for being on the show every time. You know, I appreciate you and all the help. And, of course, Tuck helps out, I guess, also. But you help out, man.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Tuck, for being on. Also, that was Milkman, everybody. I want to thank Lonesome Loser for sending in numbers. Also, Nunu helping sending in numbers also. We had a fun time here. Sorry to cut things off so abruptly, but you know what? I'm a man. And a man does what a man has to do. I have to go over there and stick my dick in the mashed potatoes or something. I don't know. I just got to go. TuckerMike.com. There it is. Bye!